Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it is time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, August 2nd, brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots, and will be all ready to come to its brand new home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you would like to help pets in need, please contact them at cofpets.com. That's cofpets.com. Circle of Friends, by the way, is also hiring. You know what? Make your family complete by adopting Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call them up, 701-775-3732. Well, our weather today, skies will be turning mostly cloudy. It's going to be a warm one. We're looking for a high today, right around 91 degrees. Well, North Dakota's COVID-19 case count has topped 1,800 for the third consecutive week. State Health Department says cases have increased slightly over the past 7 days from the previous week. Officials say highly contagious strains of the Omicron variant are driving case numbers up this summer. CDC, by the way, is placing 30 North Dakota counties at medium or high risk for transmission. Well, authorities in Minnesota's Beltrami County say a Grand Forks man was found dead at a rental cabin at Lake Bemidji State Park. County Sheriff's Office says it responded to a medical call at about 1:30 p.m. on July 26 and found 48-year-old Matt Scarborough deceased inside an enclosed porch. The Sheriff's Office says there were no obvious signs of trauma or suspicious circumstances. Scarborough was transported to the Midwest Medical Examiner's Office in Ramsey County for an autopsy, and results are pending. Well, the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce Leadership Fund, PAC, announced yesterday its endorsement of Mark Johnson. He's Republican at East Grand Forks for the Minnesota Senate in the upcoming August 9th primary election and November 8th general election. The Leadership Fund PAC board uses specific criteria to determine its endorsement, including response to its candidate questionnaire, leadership on key business issues, and voting records of incumbent candidates. Well, two people are injured after a two-car accident in Crookston Saturday. Polk County Sheriff's Office, Crookston Police Department, Crookston Area Ambulance, and the Crookston Fire Department all responded to Highway 2 and Highway 75 in Crookston for a car accident involving two vehicles. When police arrived, there were two people injured from the same car, one 54-year-old female driver and one 37-year-old male passenger. The driver in the other vehicle, a 46-year-old male, was uninjured. I want to talk a little bit about Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. What a great sit-down, takeout diner. Their breakfast is incredible. Their daily specials are awesome. And that brand-new menu is coming next week. Oh, and more big news from Moe's Cafe. They're going to be opening at 7 o'clock again next week. 15% discount for military servers. They've also got gluten-free products. This is not your ordinary food. Check them out. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Moe's Cafe, right here, Suite 31 in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, a dog that spent nearly a month lost in the Boundary Waters canoe area has been reunited with its owners. Luigi, a black Labrador retriever mix, disappeared on June 25th while his owners Zane Brunette and Max McKernan were navigating a portage between Lakes Kawasuchong and Pawley. It's about 30 miles northwest of Lutzen. Brunette and McKernan posted photos of Luigi all over the region. Now, finally, on July 24th, Merritt Warren encountered Luigi outside the cabin she was staying at in Loon Lake Lodge. It's at least 30 miles from the spot where the dog disappeared. Brunette raced to the lodge, brought the dog home to Minneapolis. Luigi, by the way, lost 25 pounds during his wanderings. What a great feel-good story. Finally, wrapping it up with Twins, Gio Urshela hit a game-ending two-run homer in the 10th inning. Jose Miranda had three ribbies as the Minnesota Twins came back to beat the Detroit Tigers 5-3 last night. What a great game. Game two of that series, by the way, is tonight at 6:40 in Minneapolis. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by the Southtown Poorhouse in Grand Forks, where every day is a great day. Stop in for your favorite drinks and, of course, happy hour. Oh, yeah, half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6. And you can't forget about Buck Burgers on Tuesdays and the awesome steak specials on Thursdays at 6. And you make sure to check out the Southtown Poorhouse events page to find out when your favorite band is playing live. Every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle next to the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Well, The Great Reset is back today at 11 o'clock with Dr. Dan and David with the Midwest Public Health Coalition. And we'll talk about a bunch of things that, well, nobody else has the you-know-what to talk about. Tune in at 11. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. Become a patron on Podbean. You might qualify for some pretty cool giveaways. We all know Grand Forks is a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.